It's snowing fish tacos from out of my eyes, fish tacos.
Whoa, Mindy, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened? Antarctica happened, Guy Razzie. I made my gingerbread mansion into a South Pole paradise for our little game show.
But Mindy, what did you put on the floor? And why does it feel like it's 0 degrees in here?
Oh, sorry about that. I'm blasting my air conditioner right now to match the real temperature in Antarctica. And since I ran out of cotton balls after I made my How I Built a Bear suit, I used my hair conditioner to fill the room with fake snow.
This is hair conditioner?
Don't worry, Guy Razzie. It's the anti-dandruff stuff, so it'll stop those feet from flaking.
How are we supposed to do the game show if I can't stop shivering?
Oh, that reminds me. Now, where did I put those? Oh, there they are. I got us the last two penguin parka suits they had online. Can you believe our luck?
What do you mean, our luck?
Here you go.
You know, this might be the softest parka I've ever worn. Yeah, right after that parka I got that one time when...
Hey, Guy Razzie, remember the game show?
Oh, right.
And now, for everyone's favorite game show, it's Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's! And a Wow!
Thank you! No, thank you! Oh, nice cat! Welcome to the show!
Yesterday on Two What's and a Wow, we told you 3 scientific facts about giraffes.
And only one of those facts was an actual scientific wow. The other 2 were just totally made up. What?
So, let's review. Was it A, giraffe tongues can grow up to the length of a 12-inch ruler?
Or was it B, humans have the same number of vertebrae or neck bones as giraffes do?
Or was it C, giraffes learn how to walk within seconds of being born?
So, which one did you pick? I can't hear you.
Okay, we've got your answers locked in. Here to announce the scientific wow is Sienna from San Diego, California. Sienna, would you please share with us your wow in the world?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Sienna, and I live in San Diego, California. My wow in the world is that humans have the same amount of neck bones as giraffes. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Congratulitos, Sienna. You found the wow. The correct answer was B. If you picked one of the other choices, don't feel bad. You were actually really, really close.
Yeah, giraffe tongues grow up to 20 inches, not just 12.
And while it takes a little bit longer than a few seconds for a giraffe to learn how to walk, it only takes them 30 minutes to figure it out.
Well, now that we've revealed the wow, Mindy, will you tell our contestants what they've won?
You know it, Guy Raz. Wowzers, you will be taking home your very own invisible graphing paper.
Say goodbye to plain old graphing paper forever. Giraffing paper replaces those regular squares with a beautiful giraffe pattern.
It will definitely make your graph more confusing, but hey, that's what your graph legends are for.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've got a brand new round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Chipotle, whose new queso blanco is made with milk sourced from Wisconsin farmers like Brianna Handel. Running a small farm isn't easy, and Brianna has seen many people leave the industry because of financial challenges.
I know so many older generation farms that are still so far in debt, and then they're just passing it on to the next generation and hoping they're going to get out. Well, they probably have to get into debt themselves to get started, and I don't want that for my kids.
To learn more about how Chipotle wants to help bridge the economic challenges farmers face, go to chipotle.com/farmers.
That's it. Back to the show.
And welcome back, Wowzers!
And you know what that sound means? It's time for another round of...
Two Whats and a Wow!
Today's theme, if you can't tell from the temperature in our gingerbread studio, is Antarctica!
Remember, we're going to tell you three scientific facts about Antarctica, but only one of the three will actually be a scientific wow.
The other two will be made-up scientific whats? In other words, see if you can spot the fact from the fiction.
Let's get started. Is it A, the average thickness of an Antarctic ice sheet is about half a mile?
Or is it B, for a few weeks in April on Antarctica's coast, the sun shines 24 hours a day?
Or is it C, Antarctica is actually a desert? Now is the time to guess which one is the real wow. If you think you've got the correct answer, write it down. And don't be afraid to phone a friend or ask your family if they know the answer.
One more time, Wowzers. Is it A, the average thickness of an Antarctic ice sheet is about half a mile?
Or is it B, for a few weeks in April on Antarctica's coast, the sun shines 24 hours a day?
Or is it C, Antarctica is actually a desert? And time's up. Check back tomorrow to find if you picked the correct answer on our next episode of...
Two Whats and a Wow!
Now, before we end the show, we've got another scientific challenge for you.
Today, we challenge you to keep an ice cube from melting for as long as you possibly can outside of your refrigerator or freezer.
And time how long it takes for an ice cube to melt in a glass, on a paper towel,
or even on a washcloth. Just remember to keep the ice cube away from anything that cannot get water on it, like your electronics.
And once you've found the best way to keep those ice cubes from melting, snap a picture. Grown-ups, you can share it with us at tinkercast.com/share.
So put on your thinking mittens and get to work, citizen scientists, and we'll be back tomorrow for another round of...
Our show is produced by me, Mindy Thomas, and Jacob Stein. Jason Rabinowitz provides all the wows as our audio producer.
And our episode was written by Anna Zagorski.
Jessica Boddy is our wow fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming Two Whats and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on wowing! Hey, Mindy, do you mind turning off the AC?
No, of course I mind it, Guy Razzie.
Made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.